Road Race Newport. My guest just said in April, everybody in New England wants to be a runner. And I think that that about sums it up for sure. With me is Susan Rancourt from Road Races. And Susan, nice to have you with us. Welcome to Innovate Newport.
Thank you very much for having me back, Bruce. We not only do we love coming here to visit you so much, but this is actually going to be our big pickup next Friday, this location. It's such a beautiful location.
It is the perfect location in this city for so many reasons. And it's just a center of activity, easy to find and everything. Well, we have Road Races Newport coming up next week. Weekend, and it is a much looked forward to event. How many runners are going to be taking to the streets?
We're planning for 4,000 runners next weekend.
Wow. Yeah. 8,000 feet.
So they're not all in the same, they're not all at the same time. So we have about 1,000 people in the marathon, which is Newport and then Middletown.
Yeah.
We have about 2,500, which is in the half, which is just Newport. And then we have 500 in the 5K, which is just a quick loop around Annandale and back.
Oh, man. So great. Does the marathon take the route of the old Ocean State Marathon, or is it a little different route?
Well, it depends on what version of the Ocean State Marathon you talk about, because I do know there was a point-to-point at one point. This is a little before my time, and I think when most people think about it, they think of that, and then
one that went around.
Yes, so it's a little different than that.
Yeah.
But yes, so there's different incarnations, and we actually have an Ocean State Marathon now, and we used a lot of the resources from the original runners.
Oh, no kidding, yeah.
But yeah, so it's not the same route anymore. I don't think the roads allow for that route anymore.
I think you're right. And certainly not with the thousands of people who are going to be out there. But it's become a community event like the Boston Marathon.
Yes.
And you purposely scheduled it to coincide with the Boston Marathon, which I never knew.
Yes. Yep. So we are always on the Saturday before Boston, and Boston's always on Monday. And again, we just feel like everybody wants to be a runner. So we do have a lot of people like, we call them 50 staters. They're trying to like check all
yes,
their 50 states.
Yes.
So they're doing Austin, then they run Boston on Monday, or they have a friend or family member running on Monday and they want to run on Saturday, or everybody's thinking about a Boston qualifier. Our race is a Boston qualifier, so they're looking to get in.
Oh. But I mean, that's what we talk about. And you were saying that your phone has been ringing, or your email's been full, or your inbox has exploded, or whatever the term is today, because of a lot of different circumstances. And it's similar to, as you say, every April, everybody says, oh yeah, you know, bucket list, I'm going to run that one of these days and this and that. And you start thinking about it and you want to get in it now. And of course, you have to start planning now for next year.
Correct. Yep. So, and like I said, our biggest period that we see most people run up is between, or sign up is between Christmas and New Year's, because the April race is really a perfect time for someone to start a full marathon plan. And so they want that resolution. They want that goal race.
Yes.
And so April's like, all right, I'm going to sign up in April and I'm going to start my training plan like right after the holidays.
That's it.
So yeah, it's a good time frame. And we always feel like in the spring, everybody's just dying to get outside. They want to experience nature. I'm looking up behind you and I see this beautiful field of daffodils. So there's no better way in my mind to experience the joy of spring than to be outside and run amongst it.
You've got it. You've got it. And it is coincided now with the daffodil festival and the daffodil bursting on the scene here that we've come to really appreciate and almost take for granted over the years here. There's a million daffodils that come up and so forth.
Yes. We have partnered with now it's Newport and Bloom. So part of our race benefits that as far as that charity, and I'm going to mispronounce his name every time, but John Hirschback is our leader, our starter of the race. So you'll see him in his daffodil outfit starting the race. And we award all our age group winners like a bouquet of daffodils as well. So
that's just a beautiful
race.
Yeah. It's a beautiful race and it's a beautiful time to be around Newport. And everyone is very, very excited about it. Tell us about the smaller races. You mentioned the 5K is a little loop. Where does that one go?
Yep. So every race starts and finishes at Easton's. We had to make a few adjustments to the race course a little because of the demolition that's going on there. But the beach has been awesome to work with. Really minimal impact on the event, which is really great because it does bring a lot of economic benefit to the community in a typically slower time.
100%.
So the 5K will just start up Memorial Boulevard. It goes down Annandale. It does a loop around Parker, Clay, and Ward, and then it comes back down Annandale and back to the beach. And then we also do a beach mile. And the beach mile is, it's kind of the culminating event because we fund a youth running program called the Final Mile. And we have groups kind of all over the state, youth groups. If they've run 25 miles in the 6, 8, 10 weeks before the race, they finish their final mile at the beach under the marathon arch. Nice. And like we give them stickers, they can track their progress all along, you know, through the winter months to keep them moving, keep them active and outside. So at the end, they do their final mile, their 26th mile. We give them a shirt, a medal. It's just, it's a way for us to like foster the health and wellness of the youth community as well.
Oh, yeah.
So we do that.
Yeah. It is such a wonderful weekend and a wonderful event on so many levels. And that's just one of them. You get that joy and that feeling of accomplishment, and there's nothing like it.
Yeah. So we actually are partnering too with Dream Far High School Marathon, and they are a program that uses running, particularly marathon training, to keep youth out of dangerous activities, keep them off the streets, and they train for our race now, the full marathon. So that's another way that we try to, it's all about like getting people moving and getting them outside and getting them part of nature.
Well, sure.
So any way that we can benefit that, we try to foster it.
It's amazing how it's just taken on this life of its own and it's become this entity. I mean, there has always been a race. There's been we were talking about the old Ocean State Marathon and things like that. But there's always been this kind of an entity. But you've turned the organization and the collaborations of things have turned it into, well, just one of the milepost events of the calendar around here.
We try to, yeah. We try to be very mindful of our community when we do it. Like I spoke to earlier, we purposely limited the race this year so that we were not impacting residents more than absolutely necessary.
Mm-hmm.
We have so many charitable benefits here in town. Save the Bay, Newport and Bloom, like I've mentioned, MLK Center, Potter's League. So we are trying to give back to the community because we know it is impactful. And, you know, there is some disruption to the day. We apologize for that. But these incredible feats, like I'm always talking to the back of the packers, we call them, and the stories behind why they're running what they do.
Yes.
Just brings tears to your eyes.
Always.
Amazing stories, yeah.
Always. And that's gone back going on 50 years now since the whole running boom kind of started and things like that, going back to the age of the likes of Jim Fix and people like that, you know. But there have always been those people that wanted to go out, needed to go out. Perhaps they got a bad report from a doctor or something and said, well, you know what, I'm not going to go on a bunch of medication, I'm going to start running.
Right.
And that's their story. And there are people like that. There are people who have poignant stories about family members or about those who have gone before or about those who just love this area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of these stories are truly amazing. So we're grateful to have them let us be a part of those stories because we do feel it's going to create a lifelong memory. And that weight is always on us when we're executing the event to make sure that we bring them the event that they deserve.
Sure.
So it's a little chaotic this time of year, but I've done 6 marathons myself, so I get it. I understand what they're going through.
Yeah.
And so I'm very cognizant of giving them the event that I would want to be a part of as well.
Now, do you run this?
I can never run it while I'm running it. But let me tell you, I get my miles in. I think at one point I tracked 13 miles, like just running, moving cones and like helping and things like that. But yeah, it's a busy day from start to finish for sure.
What time does the day start?
2 a.m. 2 a.m.
For the runners?
Oh, for the runners, sorry. For us, 2 a.m. The first race goes off. The first race is the full. It goes off at 7:30. Second race is the half. That goes off at 8. And then the 5K goes off at 8:30. Beach mile is at noon.
Right. And then the winners are the winners come in pretty quickly.
Yes.
But then the back of the packers are done by mid-afternoon usually. And
yes. We have a 6-hour time limit.
6 hours.
6 hours. Yep. So there's 3.5 in Newport and then the other, because there's a difference of a half an hour between the start and the full. So another 3 hours, 1:30 is the finish over in Middletown.
Right. Yeah. Right. So, and this is not the only race that you oversee.
No.
Tell us about the other one.
Yeah, we do 18 events a year now.
Do you?
Yep. So a lot of those, we work with nonprofits and we help them execute their events. But our other road races are in Bristol. We call it the Independence Road Race. We partner with the 4th of July celebration, which everybody in Rhode Island knows. So it's an explosion of red, white, and blue, and it kind of follows the parade route. Then we're down in Jamestown in September. And then we are in Narragansett in October. And we say the October race is sort of like the Newport sister race because it's on the other side of the bay. It also is a full marathon, a half, and a 5K.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on bookends our racing season.
Oh, right. And that is a fun race as well. Not that the Newport one is not, but it's a great course. It is it goes uphill, but kind of slowly, as
slowly,
I remember.
Yeah. It's interesting because people say that it's very hilly. I grew up running in New Hampshire, so I feel like hills are all like relative.
You got hills and you got hills. Oh,
I will say it goes into Bonnet, and there's a climb on a Bonnet that's little rough.
True, there is. We forget that.
Yeah. But it's beautiful down there. So.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Yeah. Absolutely right. Whereabouts in New Hampshire are you from?
Originally from the Nashua area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So that's where I grew up running.
Yeah. Excellent. No, that's great. In fact, you reminded me when you mentioned someone who might be running this race as part of a 50-state run. I actually met someone who was doing 50 states, and they had just finished running in Vermont.
Oh, wow. And, that sounds hilly.
It is, yes. It is definitely a hilly place to run. You can't escape it,
for sure.
Yep. But it's a character builder. Well, how can we find out more, maybe get involved and maybe think about 2025?
Sure. Well, we actually still need a few volunteers if anybody wants to volunteer with us.
Great. Okay.
We are offering, if they are on the wait list, we are offering reserved guaranteed spots to volunteers who will help us here at Innovate Newport next Friday for bib pickup. Or we plog after the race.
Talk about the plogging.
Yeah, so we partner with the Eastern Rhode Island Conservation District.
Yes.
And we send out a team of volunteers, and they'll go follow the course on the Newport side, and then they follow the course on the Middletown side, and they pick up trash. Not just our trash, they'll pick up any trash. And what we have found is they're picking up, obviously, more non-race trash than race trash. And I think we figured 115 pounds last year is what they collected.
Wow.
So it's Earth Month, it's our way of giving back to the community, but we are still short a few volunteers for plogging. So they can either reach out to Eastern Rhode Island Conservation District, or they can reach out to us at Road Races and we can facilitate putting that together for them.
Great. And what is that website address?
Roadraces.com.
Roadraces.com. Road as in Rhode Island, roadraces.com.
Correct.
Susan Rancourt. Have a great race weekend.
Thank you very much.
And so good to catch up with you. And we'll do it again. Thanks very much for being with us.
All right. Thank you very much, Bruce. Always a pleasure.
My great, great pleasure. Thank you so very, very much. And that is a taste of Road Race Newport here on FM 101.1 and AM 1540.